USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We've made clear to them that we take this matter with respect to Mr. Khashoggi very seriously.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo back in Washington, D.C. after his trip to Saudi Arabia, where he meets with political leaders about Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, who's last seen walking into the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
They, too, understand the serious nature of the disappearance of Mr. Khashoggi. They also assured me that they will conduct a complete, thorough investigation.
Pompeo briefing President Trump and says the investigation into the matter continues.
We ought to give them a few more days to complete that so that we, too, have a complete understanding of the facts surrounding that, at which point we can make decisions about how or if the United States should respond.
And taking a look at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 327 points, the NASDAQ off 157, and the S&P 500 losing 40. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
An update now on the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Wendy King on her cousin, Erin Guthrie, whose home destroyed near Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida.
When the storm hit, Erin, her husband, and two young kids went to stay in Tallahassee with their mom, Mandy. She tells me after the storm, they went to see their home and found people had looted their things.
Yes, they were looted. People stole their televisions. There's a lot of looting going on over there. Most of the town is destroyed.
She says even the baby's things were taken and they have to start from scratch.
The kids, my grandchildren, are 2 years old and 4 months old. They have lost their home. They've lost a lot of their possessions. Right now, the four of them are crammed into my living room, and it's just not enough space. They need their own house.
To help Erin and her family, you can go to the Facebook fundraiser for Amanda Sparks Smith in Tallahassee. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Personal finance website WalletHub releasing its report on 2018's most and least politically engaged states. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with some of its findings.
According to the report, the District of Columbia has the highest share of citizens who actively voted in the 2016 presidential election at over 74%. That compares with the lowest percentage in Hawaii at just over 47%. When it comes to the midterms, Maine has the highest percentage of citizens who voted in 2014 at 61.5%. The lowest percentage, 33.6%, in West Virginia. The study also finds blue states are more politically engaged than red states. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Wisconsin, the search is on for a missing girl and police asking for your help. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
Authorities in Wisconsin are still searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Jamie Kloss has been missing since Monday when police found her parents dead at their home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
Walk your properties. There will be many hunters in the area in the upcoming weekend and daily. Check your cabins, walk your land, and report anything you feel is important to us. You will never know if it will help to bring Jamie home unless you call.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.